Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. It's Elder Angelique Lawrence coming to you with another edition of Truth Finders. Listen, I need you to call a friend and text a neighbor and let them know that Truth Finders is on the air. Hallelujah. For those of you who are joining us for the very first time, this is where we dig into the Word of God to find our victory in Christ Jesus. So I need you to go grab your paper, your pen, and your Bible as we get into it. And while you're doing that, I want to just remind you, there's always ways to reach out here to us at Truth Finders. Amen. You can always go to our Facebook page. You're part of Perfecting Love Outreach Missions. Amen. On our Facebook page, you can also leave a comment here on Blog Talk Radio. You can also reach out to us via email. Amen. PerfectingLoveMissions@gmail.com. So listen, by now you probably got your pen and your paper, and I'm going to get into a prayer. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We glorify, magnify, and worship you in the beauty of holiness, Lord God. Truly, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, Lord God. Holy Spirit, we invite you in just to have your way, Lord God. You come in like never before, Lord God. Let me decrease, Lord God, and you increase, Lord God, because I know it's not by might and it's not by power, but it's by your Spirit, said the Lord of hosts. So I thank and praise you on today, Lord God, because we know this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, Lord God. I thank and praise you because you're moving by your Spirit, Lord God. I thank and praise you that you're comforting us, guiding us, teaching us, healing us, delivering us, and setting us free. And we ready your word, who the Son set free is free indeed. So on today, Lord God, we ask you just to come in and have your way, Lord God. Give us the spirit of wisdom, knowledge, understanding with clarity in every area of our lives, Lord God. And we just thank you on today. We bless you on today, and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you all, fellow Truth Finders. I'm so glad you joined us here on this episode of Truth Finders. And listen, as always, I'm going to do 5 minutes talking about what we talked about last time we were together, amen. And so last time we were together, we talked about the Christian race. And we did the analogy, just like Paul gave the analogy about running a race, amen. And if you look at the process of when you get saved or when Christ comes and saves you, amen, when you get to the point where, okay, now you've accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, now what? And that's a process or a pattern or a road that God wants to take you on so he can get you to that Jeremiah 29:11, where he gets to the expected end. You know, in Jeremiah chapter 1, he talks about, I knew you. Before you were even formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. And so every one of us has a plan, purpose, and destiny that God has put for us. We're all part of the body, and we all have a function in the body. Amen. And we've talked about how you have to get on that race. You have to get on that track. You have to go on the path that Christ has set before you and how to get on that path and how to stay on that path. So if you want to hear that teaching in its entirety, you can always go back to the Blog Talk, amen, and look at the Christian race. But on today I want to talk about fire. Holy Ghost fire on today, amen. The Lord gave me this. So for those of you who know, I have 2 retreats every year. Amen. A women's retreat where we get together and we do teaching and we just lift each other up. And this is something that God gave me for the women. However, he didn't have me do this. Amen. And I thought that I will share this with you here on Truth Finders. Amen. So I want to talk about fire. What is fire? Fire is the Holy Ghost fire. Amen. So let's start in Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. And let me get my glasses on today. It says, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. And this is John the Baptist that's talking. He says, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that comes after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And so when we look here, hallelujah, Apostle, hallelujah, not Apostle, John the Baptist talks about, listen, I'm giving you a water baptism, I'm dipping you in the water, I'm telling you to repent for your sins. But after that process, it's so much more to come, amen. And he said, it's one that's coming, amen, and we know it's Jesus Christ as we go further in the Gospels, amen. He said, I'm baptizing you with water, but it's going one that's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost, amen. Holy Ghost is the third part of the Godhead. We have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and each one, all of them are God. God is one. Amen, but each has a different function. Amen, and so when we look at the Holy Ghost, when John the Baptist starts to tell us about the Holy Ghost, amen, we see that he said it's a Holy Ghost and with fire. And so the Holy Ghost is the power of God moving. It's the power of God moving, amen. And so when we look at Luke, let's get over to Luke chapter 3, verse 16, amen. Luke chapter 3, verse 16, and I'm going to try to take my time. I don't want to rush this. Because this is very important, because I think this is a part of the body that is not being taught anymore. And this is the man, this is what Jesus intended for us. Amen. So by now you should be over to Luke chapter 3, and I'm going to read verse 16. And it says, John answered, saying unto them all, I indeed baptized with water. But one mightier than I, this is John still talking, this is just in Luke, confirming what he just said. He said, but one is mightier than I, come with latches of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And we see John the Baptist trying to get the people, he said, I'm preparing your heart for something bigger and better. I'm preparing God, hallelujah, the power of God to come on you and baptize you with fire. When we look at this, when did this happen? Hallelujah. The day of Pentecost, amen. This is our Independence Day, amen, for the saints of God, those who the saints of God who followed Jesus. This was their Independence Day, and this is something that happens should happen in each and every believer's life, amen. Let's look at Acts chapter 1, verse 5. Now, this is Jesus talking. Acts chapter 1, verse 5 says, for John truly baptized. Now, he's confirming. God is so good. He's always a witness to his own word. So this is Jesus talking. Amen. Acts chapter 1, verse 5. He said, for John truly baptized you with water. He's saying the same things that we just read that John said in Luke and in Matthew. He said, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost in many days hence. So Jesus is telling them, stay here and wait. Now I'm going away. But what's going to happen is when I go away, you're going to be baptized with the Holy Ghost, not many days. And if you move over to 7, amen, this is not my notes, but if you move over to 7, say, it is not for you to know the time or the season which the Father has put in his own power. But you shall receive, in verse 8, he said, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witness unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria unto the uttermost parts of the earth. So Jesus told his disciple, go and wait, because what's going to happen here is when I leave, I'm going to send power to you. The very same power that raised Christ from the dead, I'm going to send to you. I'm going to put inside of you. So everything I did, you are going to do. And so, hallelujah, hey, God. And so he said, go wait, and it's going to happen. It's surely going to happen. Everything I did, you're going to be able to do. So let's look at Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, I'm going to read verses 1 through 4, amen. So now we're getting the build-up. John told us about the power and the fire from heaven, amen, by the Holy Ghost. Jesus just told us, look, I'm going to go away, but I'm going to send you some power and fire, amen. And now let's see us receiving the power, amen. This is the day of Pentecost, amen. It says, I'm going to read chapter 2, Acts chapter 2, and I'm going to read verses 1 through 4. And it says, and when the day of Pentecost has fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven, rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the earth where they were sitting, and there appeared to them cloven tongues like as fire, amen, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with, and if you don't have this underlined in your Bible, underline that word with, because at some point I'm going to explain to you the difference of being baptized in the Holy Ghost and being baptized with the Holy Ghost, amen. When we look in the Old Testament, let me read this, and we're going to go forward with that. He says, so it's in verse 4, John, Acts chapter 2, verse 4. Amen. Let me slow down so I know I get excited. It says, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And so now John the Baptist talked about the power and fire coming. Amen. Jesus told them before he left, I'm going to send power and fire. Now we see them receiving fire here in Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. And so we look at, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit. God sent the Holy Ghost so we can have power. Power, what does that mean? That means that God took a part of himself, hallelujah. First he said, we went from there, John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that him that believe on him may have life and that more abundantly. Amen. They have eternal life. Amen. And so now you're saved. That's salvation. Amen. You're saved from the sin sick world. But now the gift of the Holy Spirit is sent to us so we can have power to live on this earth until Jesus comes back to get us. Amen. So when he says clothed with power from on high, it's separated from regeneration. This is something you really have to understand, saints, that when we say Romans, hallelujah, 10 and 9, I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that Jesus Christ died, and on the third day he rose and he did it for me, you are saved. That's what the Bible says. That's what the word of God says. But then there's more, amen. He said, now I want to clothe you. I want to give you a gift of the Holy Spirit. What can be regenerated in your mind? That's what Paul talks about, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The word of God will change, will bring about a regeneration of the mind. He said, but what can be regenerated and dwelt by the Holy Spirit, but still not be baptized with the Holy Spirit? Holy, hallelujah. When you get baptized with the Holy Spirit, you find that it's a fire. It's like what Jeremiah talked about. When he said it was like fire shut up in my bones, it bothered me. It wouldn't go out. It just kept burning. And so when we look at the New Testament, like we just read in Acts about being baptized with the Holy Ghost. When we look in the Old Testament, most of them get baptized in the Holy Ghost. What does that mean? That means the Holy Ghost fell upon them, and they were able to do great things with the help of the Holy Spirit. But the difference is for them in the Old Testament and us, the Holy Spirit is actually living inside our heart. Amen. He's living in us. He's dwelling in us. Amen. Christ gave us a piece of him to keep us. Amen. And so the fire Holy Ghost brings boldness and power of the Spirit to believers' life in order to accomplish mighty works in Christ's name. Why? Hallelujah. Christ told them, he said, go up there and wait. He said, wait until you've been endowed with power from on high. He told them to go in, hallelujah, wait on it. And when they received it, hallelujah, in Acts chapter 2, they were able to go out with the same power that Jesus walked the earth with. And that's the same power that God has for us. That's a gift that God left for us. Amen. But most of us don't receive it because we stop at regeneration. We stop at just being saved, at that Romans chapter 10 and 9. But God said, no, I have so much more to you. I need you to walk like Jesus, talk like Jesus, do what he does. He told us in the Gospels, he said, I'm going away, but greater works you will do. The only way you can do those greater works with the power of the Holy Ghost living inside of you. What's the signs of fire? Amen. What's the signs? Amen. Hallelujah. When we look at first, as we just read in Acts chapter 2, prophetic utterance. What does that mean? When you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you have the gift of God, the spirit of prophecy, you will have the ability to prophesy. And some people don't believe in prophecy, but I'm telling you, it's true. Prophecy is simply just uttering the words of God. Amen. God loves us so much that when he gives us the gift of the Holy Ghost, he gives us the ability to speak into other people's lives, exhortation, building them up, woes if they're wrong, fix them. That's how much God loves us. He sent his spirit to speak to us. Amen. So one sign of fire is a prophetic utterance that we just seen in Acts chapter 2, verses 4 and 17. Amen. And then another thing that you see when you have the sign of the fire baptism of the Holy Ghost, declaration of praise. Amen. We see that as you go down through Acts chapter 2, we see them praising God like you've never seen before. We even see, hallelujah, we see those around them saying, what's wrong with them? Amen. He said, what happened to them? It's like they're drunk or something. But Peter stood up in the boldness of the Holy Spirit and said, no, we're not drunk. Amen. But we got power from on high. Amen. And we have a praise like no other because we have God himself praising himself inside of us. Amen. And so another sign of fire is enhanced sensitivity to the sins that grieve the Holy Spirit. When you are filled with the Holy Spirit, things that are not of God, things that don't look like God, things that's opposed to God, amen, you're sensitive to those things. People who are not filled with the Holy Spirit, they tend to be complacent with sin. What do you mean by that, Elder? What happens is you can be in a place where there's sin everywhere and it doesn't affect you. As a matter of fact, most of the time you'll just join in. Amen. Because you're saved, right? You confess with your mouth and with your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, but nothing happened to your heart until the Holy Spirit comes in. And so now, when you're filled with fire from on high, you know when it's sin. You don't want to be in the atmosphere. You don't even want to be around sin. Amen. Anytime you somebody in a place that they're in sin, it just grieves you. The same way it grieves God, it will grieve you. Amen. And these are signs of fire of being baptized with the Holy Ghost, amen. And then he says, greater seeking after righteousness. Let's look at John. John chapter 16, verse 8. Flip over with us, amen, to the Gospel of John, chapter 16. And we are going to look at verse 8. Because what we're saying is it's a greater seeking after righteousness. When you're filled with the Holy Spirit, and fire baptized, it's like a hunger and thirst after God. It's like you just cannot get enough of God. And it says here in 16, John chapter 16, verse 8 says, and when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment of sin because they believe not in me. Amen. And so here we talked about being sensitive to the spirit, to sins of the world, but you also, it's a greater seeking after righteousness because the opposite of sin is righteousness, amen? And righteousness simply means to be in right standing with God. So you're seeking after the things. You're not going towards those things that God hates, but you're going towards those things that God loves. You're seeking after the right things of God. You're seeking after him. God, what do you want from me? One thing I heard before, which has always stuck with me, when people say David was a man after God's heart, the man of God say, when he said David was a man chasing after God's heart. That's why God loved him so much, because he always wanted what God wanted. And that's what happens to us when we're Holy Ghost filled. We want what God wants. When the Holy Spirit is grieved, we're grieved. Amen. When God is grieved, we're grieved. Amen. And so when we look at greater seeking after righteousness, that's what happens when you're fire baptized, amen. And then another reason, a sign of fire, is a deeper awareness of God's judgment on the ungodly. When you have the Holy Spirit and someone grieves the Holy Spirit and you know that God is about to bring judgment on them, you know it. You will know it, amen. I try not to get into politics. I try not to get anything else that's outside of what God is saying. But we went had a time when people were just coming against God's people, just saying things. And, you know, Apostle Paul told us, he said, God will not be mocked. Whatever a man soweth, that he will reap. And we see people all the time, they're coming against God. They're saying bad things against God. They're doing things, they're saying that they're God, amen. And we know that's not right because God said, have no other God before me, amen. And so we know that doesn't line up with the word of God. And we see people do things. In our mind, we're thinking, Lord, they're just so grievous. They're just so coming against you, amen. But God, when you're filled with the Holy Ghost, you have the spirit like it said in Psalm 37. Fret not thyself of evildoers or be envious against the workers of iniquity because they should soon be cut off. You have a surety that God's going to deal with them. It grieves your spirit, but you also know those that God is going to bring judgment on. So you have a greater awareness of what God is doing. That's why Jesus told us, he said, I no longer call you servant, but you're my friend. And when you're your friend, I let you know what's going to happen. So the Holy Ghost lets you know of awareness of judgment is coming ungodly. Another sign of fire being fire baptized with the Holy Ghost is a life that brings glory to Jesus Christ. Everything you do, you want to give glory. You want to get glory to God. You don't come into this I did this, I did that, because that's what the world does, and that's what the devil says, and that's what the flesh says. I. But you come to God be the glory. If God says it, amen. God did this, amen. God, hallelujah. You Holy Ghost Spirit, you can't help but give God all the glory for everything that happens, amen. Because you truly understand God is in control. God sits high. He looks low. He's in touch with our feelings, our firmness, and our emotions, and he knows what's going on. Stand the love of God so much more, and you start to give God glory for every single area of your life, amen. Another sign that you've been filled with Holy Ghost fire, Acts, we're going to go back to Acts, amen, Acts chapter 2, let me get over there right quick, verse 17, and it says, and it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your young sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And this is, hallelujah, this is Peter repeating what Joel said in the book of Joel, amen, Joel chapter 2, verse 30, amen. And so when your Holy Ghost filled, you have new visions. You see what's to come. That's, like we said earlier, you're a friend of God now, amen. So he's not going to keep you, I'm not going to let you be ignorant to the devices of Satan. So he shows you things to come. He puts an unction inside of you. You know how some people say, something told me. The something is the Holy Ghost, amen. But when you're fire baptized, there's no denying that it's the Holy Ghost, amen. We tend to question or brush it off when it's us, amen. But when you're fire baptized and the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost says something to you, amen, you understand. You're like, you know what? I know that's God. I'm not doing it. You see what's to come. You're like, I'm not going that way. That way, that path leads to destruction. And so when you're fire baptized, you have a new vision, amen. The biggest thing for most of us as believers is a sign of fire is 1 Corinthians. Let's get over there. I want you to see this because I teach this a lot, especially with my women's group. I teach this all the time because a lot of us live this life that's not the life that God has for us. He has bigger and greater for us, amen. And so when you're fire baptized, amen, a sign is manifestation of God's gifts. He gives you, the Holy Spirit gives you gifts. These are individual gifts that he gives to each and every believer, amen. Each and every Holy Ghost-filled believer has at least one of these gifts. Amen. You have to believe that. It's for you to search it out and find out what your gift is. When we read, hallelujah, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and I'm going to read from 4 to 10, amen. And I need you to take notes for those of you who are taking notes. Now, there are diversity of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operation, but it is the same God, which works in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given the Spirit of word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gift of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophesying, Amen. Prophecy to another, discerning the spirits, to another, diverse kinds of tongues, to another, the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the same self spirit divide to every man severally as he will. When you're Holy Ghost filled and you're part of the body now, the body of Christ, Christ being the head and we're part of the body, we're the church that he's married to, amen. And so he's, you know, he's coming for us, amen. And so when we see this, every one of those gifts operate in us. It's up to you to find out what your gift is, but the Holy Ghost, when you're fire baptized, you walk in at least one of these gifts. And some people walk in multiple gifts, and some people walk in all these gifts. But they're working in your life when you're fire baptized and Holy Ghost filled, amen. When you're fire baptized, you have a desire to pray. You have a desire to pray always because you want to stay in constant communications with God, amen. And so you always want to pray. You always want to stop praying. I find myself just praying, walking and talking and driving in my car, amen. I want to keep talking to God. I want to have that communication with him at all times, amen. And we see this in Romans, hallelujah, chapter 8, verse 26 says, likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmity. Well, we know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered, amen. And so when you're fire baptized, you always pray. You always want to talk to God. You don't have to be reminded to it. You're just going to want to talk to God. Amen. Also, when you're signs of fire baptized, is deep love and understanding for God's word. And we see that in John chapter 16, verse 13. And I'm going to put that at the bottom, amen, for the sake of time, amen. But when you Holy Ghost filled, you just hunger and thirst after God's word. It's like you never can get enough of it. I've been saved for 23 years, and I can read the same scripture today that I read 10 years ago, and the Holy Ghost will just give me something new, something fresh. And I think that's what Jesus was talking about. Give me this, my daily bread. It comforts me. It guides me in my life. It gets me to that expected end. And when your Holy Ghost filled with fire, that's what he does for you, amen. Also, we have signs of fire is awareness of God and the Father as one. You understand the Trinity. You understand that Jesus and the Father are one. You understand that the Holy Ghost, Jesus Christ, and the Father are one. Father sits in heaven, and Jesus sits on the right hand making intercession for us, and the Holy Spirit is moving inside of us to echo what God wants for us in our lives. That's awareness, amen, that you will have when you're fire baptized, amen. How do I get the fire? Amen. You would think it'd be hard, but it's really not. First, Jesus must be Lord in your life. He has to be Lord. Why would God give you a piece of him if you don't believe that he's Lord? The reason he gives you, he says in John 1, those who, thank you, Lord, those he gave them the right to become sons. When you believe in Jesus Christ and you make him your Lord, you're a son of God. Amen. Acts 2:38-40 says this. Then Peter said unto them, repentance be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promises is of unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Amen. You have to make Jesus Christ your Lord. Amen. That's how you get this fire. Amen. Two, you have to desire to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And we see that in Isaiah 44:3, John 7:37-39, and Matthew 5:6. And how do you truly get it? Just ask God for it. It's a gift. Ask your Father. If you read Luke 11:13, tells us, he says, you know, if you just ask for the gift of the Holy Ghost, I'll give it to you. Isn't that an awesome God? This only occurs once, and then you have many refreshings. But when you're baptized with the Holy Ghost, you know it. You can, most people who've been baptized with the Holy Ghost, you can tell them the date, what happened, where you've been, what was going on in your life, because it's something that you remember for the rest of your life. You must You must maintain your relationship with the Holy Spirit or the experience will be a fade in glory. Once you receive and be baptized with the Holy Spirit, you have to understand that you have to maintain a relationship with them. Like our pastor always say, he's a gentleman. If you don't want him around, he'll just leave. Amen. He won't speak to you anymore. Amen. So when we thank you for joining us, amen. I know we went kind of fast, amen. If you have any comments or questions, you want to reach out to me, just let me know. But you have to remember, we have to all be filled with fire from on high. There's regeneration of the mind that comes, but then there's so much more that the Holy Spirit has for us that he wants to do in our lives. Amen. So thank you all for joining us here on Truth Finders. I hope this helps you. Amen. I'm glad, and I hope you are not, if you're not filled with fire from on high, get filled with higher fire from on high and just ask him according to Luke chapter 11, verse 13. Amen. God bless you all. God, thank you all. And I ask that you have an awesome, awesome day. And I want you to remember, it's the truth that makes you free.